From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting the son of Afghan immigrants opened fire on a packed gay nightclub in Orlando, Florida early Sunday, killing 50, wounding more than 50 others in what is the worst mass shooting in U.S. history. Police identified the slain shooter, an American citizen, as 29-year-old Omar Mateen. Law enforcement is trying to determine whether he's linked to Islamic State. Terrorism analyst Tom Sanderson of the Centers for Strategic and International Studies says so-called lone wolf attacks have been a long-standing threat.
We know that it is a threat, that there are individuals out there who are inspired by ISIS and al-Qaeda. Let's not make this ISIS only, but al-Qaeda as well, and who want to do the bidding of these groups, and they have been told that this is the right thing to do.
Mateen reportedly made phone calls in which he stated his allegiance to the IS group's leader. President Obama, in a message to the nation, said love must prevail over hate.
We need to demonstrate that we are defined more as a country by the way they live their lives than by the hate of the man who took them from us. In the face of hate and violence, we will love one another.
Also Sunday, Los Angeles police say they arrested a man with a car full of weapons and explosives with the intention of attacking that city's gay pride parade. A suicide bomber killed at least one other person Sunday as Libyan forces loyal to the country's new unity government pressed its offensive to take the Islamic State stronghold of Sirte. Several others were wounded and a field hospital damaged. The IS group seized the coastal city a year ago. The new UN-backed government has made defeat of the IS group a top priority in the struggle to regain security in the North African country, 5 years after the ouster of longtime dictator Muammar Gaddafi. This is VOA News.